I read this novel back in the 60s when it was all the rage, but I failed to see the point. Of course, I've undergone countless changes since then, so I thought the time had come to give it another try. I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a bi-monthly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. I now have an enormous, newfound respect for Hermann Hesse's Siddhartha. It confirmed some things I believe and taught me quite a few new things. Every reader should bring something to a story and take away new insights. The Siddhartha of the title, born into a Brahmin family around the time the Buddha first emerged in the 6th century BCE, senses dissatisfaction with his life. Like Gautama Buddha, Siddhartha's family had amassed great wealth and lived a privileged lifestyle. However, both young men decide to leave all that behind and explore the world. Siddhartha becomes an ascetic, and he encounters Gautama Buddha shortly after he achieves enlightenment. Siddhartha reveres the Buddha, but he does not become a follower. Rather, he leaves on another journey that will have profound effects on his life. Siddhartha meets a number of teachers along the journey, and each one adds lessons to his life. Numerous passages struck me, but this one had particular significance. One can convey knowledge, but not wisdom. One can find wisdom, one can live it, one can be born by it, one can work wonders with it, but one can neither speak it nor teach it. This summarizes Siddhartha's great discovery. He recognizes the achievement of Gautama Buddha, but he senses each person has to travel the path alone and discover a personal nirvana. This matches an idea of Krishnamurti, who became a great teacher, but then walked away from his followers, telling them he did not need them. Krishnamurti is regarded globally as a great thinker and teacher. He did not expound any philosophy or religion, but rather talked of the things that concern all of us in our everyday lives, of the problems of living in modern society with its violence and corruption, of the individual search for security and happiness, and the need for mankind to free itself from the inner burdens of fear, anger, hurt, and sorrow. We all meet people, learn things, gather insights, experience epiphanies, but assembling these into a coherent personal philosophy can be elusive. Knowing what to accept, what to reject, what to hold for further examination is a complicated process that requires an open mind and a great deal of patience. This central lesson of Hesse's novel made my reading more than worthwhile. Deep down I knew this, but seeing the effect it can have is an epiphany in itself. My version of Siddhartha has an extremely helpful introduction and notes by Robert Thurman, who teaches Buddhist studies at Columbia University. These long endnotes provide explanations for some of the more esoteric philosophical terms and ideas expressed by Hesse. Do not skip them. An inspiring and thought-provoking novel everyone can enjoy. 5 stars. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next month for Likely Stories. Read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. If you have a question or comment about this segment, please share your views with us. Feedback is welcome and encouraged. Go to kwbu.org/comments and let us know.